Good evening. My name is Phillips, John Phillips. May I please see a Mr. C, or excuse me, Mr. Collier, Dave Collier.
Good evening, Mr. Phillips. My name is Wo Feng, and I will show you to Mr. Collier's room. Follow me.
Thank you so much.
Hello, John. How have you been keeping yourself lately?
Lovely place you have here. I mean, the Japanese trappings are so superb.
Yes, I've been living here for a long time, John. 20 years, to be precise. Since we last met on the planet Argus.
Well, it seems that I might still be there. You see, I never know which is which, who is who, or what planet is what planet.
Who does?
Delicious tea. 38.5 Fahrenheit?
Quite right. For a Westerner, John, you certainly know the Japanese customs very well.
Quite a setup, see.
Glad to see you looking so well.
You too, Smith, but let's get down to business.
Why did you destroy the installation on planet X4987 and finish your tea, please?
All right. I had nothing better to do.
Is it your little war against us, John?
Of course.
Well, you may have won the battle, but not the war, Mr. John.
Shut up, C. You goddamn bastards who think they own the universe should look further. You old C, old and decrepit. Take a look in the mirror one day. You're ugly, stupid, and vain. Why am I destroying these bases, you ask? Because I know that the inhabitants of these planets you own toil night and day in those goddamn complexes.
Shut up! Shut up, you son of a bitch! What right have you to say these things to me?
I have a very good right, you goddamn bastard. You have these vast installations that manufacture ammunition for future greed-induced wars and battles. Do you think I'm gonna let you do that? What right have you to conquer planets and force their inhabitants to create ammunition for you to destroy more stars and more stars?
He knows too much.
Guards! Guards! Get him! Kill John Phillips immediately!
Joya!
You're going to fight me?
I'm sorry to do this, Mr. Phillips. I don't want...
You know Kung Fu. Well, take that, you bloody bastard.
Stop that man! Stop him! Please stop him!
Stop, Mr. Phillips. Stop him.
No luck, you bloody bastards. All in day's work. Well, you see, Mr. A or Mr. C or whoever you are, because I'm very confused, but I would like to just tell you one thing. As long as I have a mind, a human mind, I will be able to think above you. I can always think better than a computer. You have no chance of being more intelligent than my pitiful brain. Because you see... What? I can't see... Please, open up! Please! A body! Joe, this is a body! A dead body!
Very observant. It's John Phillips.
I know, I recognize his face on the papers, but he's dead.
At least he died on the job. He would have wanted it that way. Chinaman Tapes presents... Christian Doherty. Tom Soder. And Ty Phillips in... A John Phillips Adventure. The sky's the limit. copyright 1975 by Chinaman Tapes. With? John Christopher. Barry John. And Howard Hudson Hughes as Emily. Tape play by Howard Hudson Hughes, based on The Sky's the Limit and Trigger Happy by Christian Doherty. Produced by Jerry Chinaman. Directed by Clark Kent.
I'm an astronaut.
Congratulations.
I was sent here on a rescue mission to find a fellow astronaut.
Yes, John Phillips, eh?
On this planet, but from another time, 2,000 years ago. I know, I know it sounds insane.
It certainly does. You must be mad.
No, I don't know how to get back. We came through a defect, a slippage in time.
I'd like to cash a check, Mr. Bank Teller. I'd like to cash this check.
How much, please?
$50, please.
All right, Betty, will you cash this check? This is Mr. A. Pareo, and he wants to cash a... How much was it, Mr. A. Pareo?
$50, please.
$50 check. Betty, take him and pack.
I'd like to cash a $400 gold deposit, please.
$400, my boy. That's
in gold.
Money. We don't get 400 gold deposits.
Maybe I should take this up with the management.
Well, Harry, it's a pretty slow day today. Here in the bank.
Nothing to do, and the heat's killing me,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, I left my gun in the back. You know, it's the, they told me not to do that as a guard.
Well, listen, it's all right. The money is changing hands today. It's no real big jig, you know.
I don't think there'll be any problem today. It's really, really a pretty quiet day. When you say, hey, who are those masked fellas coming in here?
All right, get against the wall and shut up or I'll blow your heads off. I want 10,000 clams in the bag now, or your head will replace them. Let's get out of here, but kill those goddamn witnesses, John.
Please, mister, don't kill my baby. Please don't kill my baby.
Kill him. You say, don't kill your baby, ma'am? Well, I'm gonna shoot your baby right in the head first. Please, don't kill me. Don't kill me. We did it. Let's split.
Right. Let's go. We got the loot. And they're all dead. And here come the cops. Into the car, quick.
There's been a bank robbery.
Good afternoon, Bill. I asked you to meet me here because of a Collier case. That bank robbery the other day.